Here in the U.S., Congress has passed and sent to President Bush a bill creating a federal compensation program for healthcare workers and other first responders injured or killed by side effects of the smallpox vaccine. NPR's Julie Rovner has that story.
As of last week, just over 30,000 healthcare workers had volunteered to get the smallpox vaccine, which carries a significant risk of side effects and a small risk of serious injury or death. That's way short of the 450,000 workers the Bush administration had hoped would step forward. A key reason for their reluctance, say healthcare workers, has been fear of what would happen to them or their families if the worst was to happen. So in March, the Bush administration proposed a compensation program. It would have provided a lump sum of $262,100 to those killed or permanently disabled by smallpox vaccine side effects. The proposal also would have provided up to $50,000 a year in lost wages, up to that $262,000 cap. But that wasn't enough to allay the fears of health workers like Pat Greenberg. She's a nurse from Syracuse, New York, who appeared at a news conference at the Capitol.
You might ask, more than 2 months into this program of vaccinations, why aren't more healthcare workers rolling up their sleeves to get the smallpox vaccine? For many healthcare workers like me, it's because the administration's plan does not do enough to protect us, our families, and our patients.
2 weeks ago, the House soundly defeated a plan that was even more generous than the one the White House wanted. But with the smallpox vaccination program struggling and Congress about to leave for a 2-week spring break, Bush administration officials decided it was time to deal. The compromise struck late Thursday night uncapped the amount of lost wages a totally disabled worker could collect, and instead of the $262,000 lump sum, families of a worker who dies could collect $50,000 a year until the youngest child turns 18. Groups representing healthcare workers were cool to the compromise, which was quickly approved by the House and Senate Friday night. The American Nurses Association said the lack of standards for pre-vaccine screening and a dedicated funding source left them unable to recommend their members get the shot. And the head of the Service Employees International Union said that while the compensation program is a step forward, many healthcare workers will likely continue to think the risk of the vaccine is not worth the potential benefit. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.